There are no shortcuts to driving well. There are no shortcuts to driving well. We all think we're good drivers. And the California booklet gives you a little test on, are you an aggressive driver? And if you're an aggressive driver, you're driving at all times according to the rules and properly, and you're driving at all times well. You're driving at all times as a marvelous driver. Now, are you a marvelous driver? Are you a marvelous driver? Are you a person who can go down to the examination for the driver's license and take it and not have any doubt that you're going to do just perfect? This year, my driver's license comes due, and I go in and take the test in April, or actually before. Well, actually, April. April 2nd is my birthday. And I've been reading the 100-page manual on good driving, on the rules of the road in California. And there are lots of them. And there are lots of little rules about turning and about leaving children in the car, or leaving animals in the car in hot weather and in cool weather and whatever. And lots of little things that have to be thought about. And turning on roads now. Because they're doing new things on the highways all the time. Adding new types of techniques, like being able to turn right on a red light after you have stopped, and making left turns from the middle of the road, but only if you're doing it right. Now, there's not any rules that are contrary to common sense. And if you drive with common sense, you'll get a majority of them. But you don't want to get just the majority of the rules. You want to get all of them. Now, there are many sample tests that are given. And in these sample tests, they have 100 questions. And if you answer all 100 questions right, they guarantee you that you will pass the test very nicely. Now, that's a good thing to do. But the best thing of all, if you're going to be a driver on the California highways, know the rules very well, and abide by the rules very well, and honor the rules very well, and use common sense at every turn. And it gave an interesting word. It says, do not give inappropriate responses to other people's attitudes and actions toward you as a driver. Do not give inappropriate responses. And I thought, wow, that's a beautiful word. That's not a word of negativity. It's not a word of meanness. It's not a word of legality and so forth. It's just a word of common sense. Do not give inappropriate responses to another's inappropriate response. If you do that, then you are bundled up in their emotional bag. You're bundled up in their emotional problem. But if you always just say, I am an ideal chauffeur. I am an ideal chauffeur. At all times, I drive as an ideal chauffeur. I drive as an ideal chauffeur, and I drive wonderfully. My passengers are paying me to drive them, as the chauffeur would say. And as your passengers are paying you to drive them, they're not in a hurry to get someplace, and they're not in a rush to beat all the other cars. What they want to do is to drive harmoniously on the road. And what the Motor Vehicle Department tells us to do is to use the middle lane. Not the fast lane or the slow lane, but when we have three lanes to choose from, use the middle lane. And let people in the fast lane, who want to be there to drive quickly or to do something, let them have it. Let that be the passing lane. And you just drive normally, beautifully, whatever the general progress of the other cars are, drive harmoniously with that. Now, if some of them are driving a little over the limit, you may be driving a little over the limit with them. But if it becomes excessively over the limit, go into the slow lane then. But drive harmonious. No shortcuts to driving well. If you want to drive well, you learn the rules and you let them become part of you. I like what we learned when we were becoming private pilots. And as we became private pilots, we had to learn the rules. Oh my goodness, there was a lot of rules, because the rules in the sky are a lot busier than the rules on the ground. And the rules that you had to learn as a pilot had one little thing which was so important, and it could so well be applied to drivers of cars too. The private pilot is required to walk around his airplane before he gets in and check to see if all the wheels are still there, and see if the propeller is there, to see if the airplane is there, to see if everything is in perfect order. The private pilot is required to do that. Now, as the private pilot is required to do that, why is he required to do that? He's required to do that because that's just the way the game is in flying. Now, if you were required, and you are suggested but not required, if you're required to, before you get in your car, you walk around it to make sure there are no children playing, there are no children's toys left in the driveway, or nothing that's going to disturb you. And then, when you get in the car, as you get in the airplane, you must put on your seatbelt. You must put it on. And later, they thought that was a good idea for cars, too. And so they told the cars, you must put on your seatbelt. Well, now, rather than fight these things and say, oh, darn, I have to wear these seatbelts, say, how wonderful. I feel so secure sitting in my car with my seatbelt on. I'm so comfortable in my seat, and if the car moves one side or another a little bit, I will not feel uncomfortable about it. Just like in the airplane, when the airplane goes in a curve or a turn or whatever it does, you don't feel uncomfortable with it because you're flowing with the airplane. You're flowing with the vehicle, and so it is when you're in a car. If we would study and follow the rules and be fantastic drivers, the deaths on the highway, the alcohol or drunk driving attitudes all would cease to be, and people would live a more harmonious life, and you would have less responsibility because you're driving as a good driver. You're driving well. And as you're driving well, everywhere you go is wonderful. Everywhere you're going is fantastic. Everywhere you're going, you're driving according to the law. And if you have to get someplace at a certain time, give yourself plenty of driving time, because oftentimes on the road there will be an incident and traffic is slowed down. Or you have to take a detour you didn't plan. And if you always plan enough time to get there well ahead of time, you'll be wonderful. I went in for an appointment the other day, and I went in with half-hour lead. And I went in, and I said, I'm a little early. And they said, oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now we can plan on you. And maybe we can put you in a little earlier, too. And they did. You see, when you are courteous in your attention and intention, wonderful things oftentimes happen. Wonderful things oftentimes come up in your world to make everything more beautiful for you. There are no shortcuts to driving well. And when we learn to drive well, we find that all good comes to us. All good flows around us, and we are happy in everything that we do. There are no shortcuts to driving well. There are no shortcuts to flying well. There are no shortcuts to being a good parent. There are no shortcuts to being a good human being. There are no shortcuts if we're going to do our life well. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.